So I wanted to clarify something for the distinguished representative from Egypt. I did not say that we can encode IHL rules in software. What I said was, if we could, then it would still be technically straightforward to override those by reprogramming. So on the question of the greater danger to humanity that Stephen Hawking is talking about, I co-authored the original warning with Stephen Hawking back in 2014, the first time that he was involved in this issue. Although as I stress, it's not directly relevant to the question of autonomous weapons, it's worth understanding that the AI community is taking this issue seriously, because after all, it has been our goal for 60 years to create machines that are at least as intelligent as humans. And now we are starting to take seriously the consequences of doing that. In particular, just think about it from the point of view of the gorillas. Are the gorillas happy that their ancestors created human beings? And I think the answer would be no. The gorillas have no control over humans, and their own future as a species is in doubt as a result. So we want to avoid that fate. And in fact, most of my research now is on precisely this question. And I believe that it can be resolved by actually redefining the notion of artificial intelligence from its classical definition, which is systems that pursue objectives that we put into them, to a slightly revised definition that where we shift the burden of responsibility to the machine to understand what our true objectives are, so that they are perfectly aligned with our wishes and they remain permanently under control. So that's a very quick sketch of an answer to that question. On the question of whether a ban that prohibited autonomous weapons might accidentally prohibit some of the social benefits, as I said in my earlier remarks, I and the rest of the AI community see very little danger of this, any more than, if for example, as they have in the UK, a ban on automatic weapons. But it doesn't ban other uses of metal. Automatic weapons are made from metal. There are lots of other uses of metal. If you're a metal bashing company, whether you're making an automatic weapon or a knife and fork, and you understand what you can and can't do with metal. And so the same is true for AI. If you're making a medical expert system, and the data you're using are hospital cases and X-rays, that you're not making an autonomous weapon, and it would be extremely careless if the international community accidentally banned applications of AI to medicine. So I think what the ban is that's being discussed is on an application of AI to the creation of weapons that kill humans without human intervention. There aren't any other applications of AI that have a danger that they might do that. So I don't see that this is a real concern.